Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Walk, Don't Run 64. Welcome back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your taking advantage of it, using it to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. That's what our plan was when we developed it over 12 years ago. As we've continued to upgrade it and update it, and increase the technology and increase the user ability, the user interface, as the programmers call it. Hope you check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check out my blog and my newsletter there. While you're there, you can subscribe to that. And just about everything we have there, we'll follow you home if you'd like for us to do that with that. I've got something else on my mind. I want to talk about another form of social media than from what you may be thinking about. When I say social media, I know what you're thinking about. You're thinking of Facebook and all that. But you know what, folks? For 165 years, communication technologies have sought relevance in an increasingly noisy universe. This has been going on for a long time, right? We think that all the options we have right now, this has been going on for a long time. It's now well into the 21st century, and we actually have management pain from what I'm calling right now an embarrassment of riches of communication innovations. And this discomfort is especially keen when connecting with customers electronically, right? Should we email them? Or should we text them? I run into this every day myself, folks. I have this same thing. I've got lots of different customers, lots of different ages. They're all across the board from under 30 to over 60, and and in between. And so I run into this every day. Should I send them an email? Should I text them? I got to remember. Okay, this one prefers. I'll get this one quicker if I text them. I'll get that one quicker if I email them. And you learn how to use the technology, don't you? How about instant messaging? Are you connected to them by instant messaging? And when should you use the social media options? I have one customer who likes to use Google. I mean Twitter. He'll use Twitter to connect with you if you want. But from Morse to MySpace, here's what I want you to remember, folks. From Morse to MySpace, there's been one constant that's retained its relevancy. With all the noise, all the other stuff that's gone, come and gone over the last 165 years since Morse, since the telegraph, this one constant has retained its relevancy: in-person connection. That's right, face-to-face contact is the original social media. Today, social media euphoria, which is what we're having right now. Now, notice I don't. You know that I don't mean that I don't think it's going to last. I think social media is here to stay. In fact, it's just going to get better, and we're going to get better at it. It'll be more like a tool and less like a craze. But there is a euphoria going on right now. But it started to be tempered, especially among businesses, large and small, by what I'm calling the ROI reality, the return on investment reality. How much are we getting out of all the time we're spending and all the money we're spending, the resources we're spending on social media? And as useful as each new communication resource proves to be, they are, after all, merely tools to leverage our physical efforts, not eliminate the basic human need for interacting in person. Here's a story I want to tell you about. There was a sales manager whose hair was gray, but not prematurely. That's right, he'd been around a while. He noticed that the sales volume of one of his rookies was below budget for the third consecutive month. Of course, he questioned the numbers when they came up before, but had allowed his better judgment to be swayed by plausible explanations. Now there was a downward trend. Upon more pointed probing, the manager discovered the reason for loss of production: too much electronic contact and not enough in-person contact. The rookie was relying too heavily on virtual tools and missing opportunities to get face-to-face with the customer. It turns out, lack of training and rubber-meets-the-road experience left this salesperson uncomfortable and unprepared to ask for and to conduct meetings, like a proposal presentation, for example. Consequently, he wasn't benefiting from the success rate growing customer relationships can that you can get from when you're growing customer relationships that are associated with face-to-face contact. This manager immediately developed a training program that established standards for how and when to integrate all customer connection tools, including the face-to-face option. Are you doing that, folks? I know that more and more of your people are using these tools, but have you developed a way to make sure that when the face-to-face needs to happen, that it happens? If your sales could use some help training upward, perhaps your salespeople need that. They need to get in front of customers more, particularly at the critical steps, and we all know what those are. Like the manager above, you may need to establish your own standards for face-to-face meetings. From Telegraph to Twitter, there is one connection option whose relevancy has borne witness to all the others: in-person contact. Let's remember John Nesbitt's prophecy from his outstanding world-class book, Megatrends. The more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. Ladies and gentlemen, every person you know that you text or email or whatever, every one of those, like at some point in time, they like getting face-to-face with you. So think about that. And remember, face-to-face is the original social media. Think about those things. And I'm going to take a quick break. Right back after these messages. More to come. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.